Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 476 for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Wednesday, posting losses for the third straight day as speculative long liquidation continued to weigh on prices. Canola was down $1 to $6, the November contract down $1 at $524.70 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil contributed to the technical selling in canola. Improving crop prospects in Western Canada following recent rains added to the softer tone, but there are still more than enough areas of concern to keep some weather premiums in the market, with canola production generally expected to be down considerably on the year. That production uncertainty helped limit the losses, and canola finished well off its session lows. A sharply weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, which lost over 1 cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, following news the Bank of Canada was cutting interest rates, also helped provide some support for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both mostly lower, but corn held on to small gains in the most active months. Soybeans, they're down 6 to 11 cents, the November contract down 8 at 10.17 per bushel. The U.S. dollar was sharply stronger against a broad basket of international currencies today. That's bearish for the grains and oilseeds in general, as the stronger U.S. dollar makes exports more expensive for global buyers. Improving weather conditions across the U.S. Midwest contributed to the losses in beans, while the large South American supplies are also still overhanging the market. Wheat ended up a penny to down 3 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 3 at 567 per bushel. U.S. wheat remains overpriced for export customers, as Egypt, the world's largest wheat buyer, once again bypassed the U.S. in favor of cheaper Black Sea origin supplies. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest added to the selling pressure in wheat, while improving conditions for the country's spring wheat crop were also bearish. However, production worries in other parts of the world, including the dryness in Canada, did provide some underlying support. Corn, meanwhile, was up 2 cents to down 3 cents, the September contract up a penny at $4.29 per bushel. While the stronger U.S. dollar and improved Midwestern weather were both bearish, that market was hard-pressed to move lower as some support was uncovered to the downside. Solid end-user demand helped underpin the corn market as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.